Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Ria. I am your host, and I'm really pleased to welcome back the indefatigable Lee Harris.
I'm not even going to try and repeat that word. I mean, that's just too long for me. Let alone, I can't say it, let alone know what it means.
It's a great word. I found it and had to repeat it about 20 times before it can actually come off my tongue. But it's a great word, and I expect you for next week to let us all know what it means.
That's my homework, is it?
Yeah, every week I have to give you something to do.
Why, thank you. I don't even know how you spell it, so I don't know how I'm going to find out.
Yeah, well, I've written it down phonetically, so I don't even know how to spell it now either. I have to mention that Crew Travel is brought to you weekly by Blue Marine Travel, who haven't lost a passenger since Lee Harris was born back in the 1970-somethings.
It is the 1970-somethings. You're right.
I know. It is later 70s, so, you know, we're going to give you that.
It is. Yeah, I mean, we could pretty much say it's 80s, to be fair. It's that late.
No, we can't. Nice try, though. Yeah. So you've been at a yacht show this week. Tell me about that whole New Zealand, Australia travel bubble that has just sort of popped up recently. How did that work for you?
Yeah, do you know what? It's been great. We finally got to a yacht show. You know, it's been, 18 months since the last one that we've been able to go to. But a byproduct of that was that we got to use the Trans-Tasman bubble, as they're calling it, the New Zealand, Australia. And I've got to say, they've done it brilliantly from start to finish, straightforward, no stress. Okay, a couple of forms to fill in, but they take no longer than 5-10 minutes. Get to the airport, very well manned, making sure everybody's got their face masks on, and also both keeping red zone passengers and green zone completely separate. There's no mixing or any possibility of people mixing between coming in on, the quarantine flights and the green zone flights. So it was perfect, brilliant. And no hassle, no stress, and straight through.
That's exciting news to finally see somebody doing something right.
Do you know what? It's great. I was expecting it to be a lot harder than what it was, I've got to say. I sort of built myself up that we were going to maybe have a couple of issues here and there or whatever. But no, straight through, no stress, nice and easy. And, you know, all of the staff, check-in staff, the staff on board, the flights, all knew exactly what they had to do. No stress whatsoever.
That's great news. Well, yeah, the world is now starting to open up, and we're seeing yacht shows sort of popping up and actually staying on the books for a change. So it is good news to hear that things like that are working, and hopefully, you know, we're going to continue to see, as we have seen in the last few weeks, that, you know, travel is going to be a lot less restrictive. What's going on in Spain?
Yeah, so Spain, they're going to officially reopen on June the 7th to all people who have been fully vaccinated against COVID-19. That's regardless of the country of origin. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez made the announcement on Friday. The accepted vaccines will be the Pfizer BioNTech, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, Oxford, AstraZeneca and the Sinopharm vaccine. Passengers will not need to enter quarantine or self-isolation, provided they have had one of the aforementioned vaccines. The news Friday also follows days after the EU agreed to reopen its borders to all vaccinated travellers, as well as those coming from safe country, as far as it relates to COVID-19. As part of the agreement, though, member states can still have the ability to implement their own regulations, basically meaning that some countries could require a negative PCR test in advance of travel or a quarantine period upon arrival. Obviously, once we have further news on individual countries' entry requirements within the EU, we will bring it to you first here on Yachting International Radio.
And the Netherlands.
Yeah, so the Dutch government as well, they've decided to permit entry to the Netherlands for the nationals of several countries that are currently considered as safe countries. This is obviously due to the low number of COVID-19 cases within their territory. The nationals of 5 European countries that can enter are Finland, Iceland, Ireland, Malta and Portugal. They'll all be eligible to enter the Netherlands for tourism purposes, alongside residents of the North Aegean region of Greece and the Spanish Balearic Islands. At the same time, travel for non-essential purposes has been permitted for arrivals from Australia, Israel, New Zealand, Rwanda, Singapore, South Korea and Thailand. These are known as the 7 most safest countries with regards to COVID at the moment, so non-essential travel is permitted. Also, don't forget that the travellers from the Caribbean islands under the authority of the Kingdom of the Netherlands, namely Aruba, Curaçao, St. Martin and St. Eustatius, will also be allowed to enter and not need a PCR test result or need to self-quarantine on arrival.
That's good news. Good news in Germany. What's happening over there?
Yeah, not quite so good news for Germany, especially with regards to UK travellers. Unfortunately, German authorities have decided to add the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland to the list of high-risk countries where COVID-19 mutations have widely spread. Basically, this means that effective from midnight the 23rd of May, anyone who is travelling from the United Kingdom or Northern Ireland are no longer allowed to enter the country. The only exceptions to this rule will be German citizens or persons with domicile and right of residence departing from the UK back to Germany, or for crew, anyone transferring from one flight to another and they remain in the airport transit area. So it's very important for crew. If you're coming from the UK and you're going through Germany, you're fine if you're on one ticket and you've not got to collect your bags. However, if you're splitting your journey and you're trying to enter into Germany trying to collect bags, then that's a big no-go.
All right. And JetBlue, great news from JetBlue out of the States, I guess.
Yeah, so JetBlue, for anybody who doesn't know, they're a low-cost US airline. They've officially made its announcement about its hotly anticipated London flights. Currently, obviously, they're only a US airline, domestic stuff a little bit to the Caribbean, but they're now going to do transatlantic flights. They're going to be starting flights from both Heathrow and Gatwick London airports from its bases on the US East Coast. The inaugural service will begin on August 11, 2021. The first flights will be between New York's John F. Kennedy Airport and London Heathrow with a daily return service. As well as the service to London's Heathrow Airport, they will be going into Gatwick, but this will not start until September the 29th, 2021. There is also news that they're going to be starting flights to Boston. However, the date for those have been pushed back. They were supposed to be summer 2021. They've now been delayed 1 year due to COVID.
Well, good and bad news.
I mean, we can't have it all, can we, at the moment? You know, you've got to take a little bit of bad with the good.
Says you. Russian Airlines, what's going on there?
Yeah, so in a blow to Russian crew looking to working the mid-season Europe this summer, both S7 Airlines and Aeroflot have had to, unfortunately, temporarily suspend flights to Turkey due to the ongoing COVID-19 travel restrictions. Currently, almost all flights have been cancelled until June the 1st, under restriction from the Russian government. The government have decided just to put the cancellation in place till the June the 1st at the moment, as we've said, but there is a good chance it's going to be extended, unfortunately. Reports are suggesting that it's likely to be extended until June the 30th, although this hasn't been currently confirmed. Unfortunately, airlines aren't taking any chances, though, as yesterday Aeroflot confirmed it was suspending all flights in an attempt to avoid cancellations. They will only operate a maximum of two flights a week, but this will be a mixture of cargo and necessary travel. So the chance of getting on those flights are basically nil. S7 joined Aeroflot today by announcing it's cancelled all flights. They've taken a decision, unfortunately, to cancel all flights for the rest of this summer, though. So they're not even waiting to find out if the suspension is going to be lifted. They've made a decision right now, no more flights this summer to Turkey. They've just said it's impossible with the uncertainty to keep Turkey on their schedules.
Wow. Well, we do have a crew question this week.
We do, and it came into you and not me. So this is slightly daunting, I have to say.
Well, it's because I'm nicer. And you're indefatigable.
Indeed. I am very, that word.
Right. I'm not exactly sure how to pronounce her name. Reiki, I think it is. And she is actually in Denmark. She is looking to work in France at the moment, but she is wondering if France, what sort of the rules are in regards to PCR testing in France, heading over there from the from Denmark. Do they have PCR tests that consist of saliva or blood as opposed to the nasal swab, because she can't do the nasal swab?
Okay. I mean, there's lots of variables in this. We'd probably have to go back. Did you say her name was Reiki? Is that right?
Reiki. I think
I pronounced that correctly. I hope. If not, I do apologize, Reiki. There's lots of variables. Obviously, you're going to have to look at the airline who you're flying with to start with. They may have certain regulations with regards to what PCR tests they're going to accept. So that would be your first port of call. Have a look and see what they need. Also, as well, you'll need to have a look. Obviously, we don't know whether you've been vaccinated or if you've had a vaccination. That can also come into play as well. And also, when you're traveling as well, with the news that you know, Europe are going to start reopening to non-essential travel, or that's also going to have a knock-on effect with what tests, etc. people are going to need. And so there's lots of variables at the moment. So if you want to contact us again, Recky, just give us the answers to those to the questions that we've posed to you. Then we can get you on the right line to what you need to do.
Right. Well, and as we encourage everybody every single week, please do get in touch with Lee if you have crew questions, because he loves crew questions. I don't answer them. You answer them. So you should be getting them, not me.
Indeed. Send them to me, because then we can always have a little bit back and forth. You know, if I need a bit more background information, and then we can broach it and we can come to a conclusive answer on the show.
Exactly. And yeah, that's your job, not mine.
I'm outsourcing. You now become my PA.
Well, I have to say, if you're doing any sort of traveling whatsoever, especially now that we're heading to the season, I've got to say that, you know, for Spain, that's a little unfortunate. We've got the Balearic Yacht Show, Palma Super Yacht Show, Palma Boat Show, that is happening June 3rd through 6th in Spain. And it's June 7th that they've made those changes. So it's like a day too late. So that's probably going to affect the showing at this upcoming show for Palma.
Yeah, it's a shame, isn't it? You know, it's just that, like, one day too late. Like you say, you know, the amount more people that they could have possibly gotten into the yacht shows. But, I guess it is what it is. And I'm sure the yacht show will be a massive success anyway.
Well, of course, I'm hosting.
Well, I mean, what more can we say? I mean, most of the people there, 90% are going to be there just to see Uriah.
Right? I know. Yeah.
Who needs to see super yachts? We've got Rhea Rao, the celebrity there.
A celebrity. Yeah, that's funny. I have to say thank you ever so much. We're going to make sure to post the link down below here for your LinkedIn, just because, you know, things are still changing ever so quickly. And you are like an absolute hero on LinkedIn when it comes to making sure that people are aware of what's going on in the travel industry. So we'll make sure to provide your link.
Ah, oh, great. Perfect. Yep. I mean, we'll just keep giving out the information as best as we can. Like you say, it's changing so much all of the time. It doesn't seem to be slowing down. I mean, the good news is that most of it is good news now. So that's always the positive. But like you say, it's still changing on a daily basis.
Right. Well, thank you again, Lee, for your time. And I know it's very late for you there, because you've just gotten back from your first show in 18 months. So I do appreciate you, you know, in the middle of the night, chatting with me.
It's 11 o'clock here, 11 p.m. So I do apologize to anybody if I do look slightly sleepy, and it's all good.
It's age.
It truly is. I mean, it took me about 7 cups of coffee to look half awake.
I shouldn't even talk, right? I always give you a hard time about your age, but the fact is, I'm older than Lee. Don't tell anyone. Right? It's our secret. Thank you again. If I got to say, weekly crew travel is brought to you by Blue Marine Travel, who haven't lost a passenger since Lee Harris was born back in the 70s. And tune in every single week. Crew questions, we'll provide the email address down below this interview so you can get a hold of Lee directly. Once again, you've been watching Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. We'll see you again next week.